Well, the championship games were great. They both go to overtime. Tons of big plays. Unfortunately, there were also tons of controversial officiating moments, and we're going to talk about those in this segment.
We'll talk about the four lead changes for the Chiefs and Patriots and the fact that Belichick and Brady are in it again coming up here at 8:55. But in New Orleans, you have a game that is 23-23, late fourth quarter. The Saints are driving, but they have a third and 10. So it's a tough down and distance, no doubt, from around the 20-yard line of Los Angeles. So they put Tommy Lee Lewis in motion from left to right. They run him up the right sideline. We've seen the Saints run this a number of times. And the defensive back for the Rams, Nickell Robey-Coleman, is late getting over there. He bumped into a linebacker trying to go with Lewis in motion. Breeze looks in the middle of the field and looks right, fires the pass right. And as the pass is arriving, Robey-Coleman hits Lewis helmet to helmet. So you could have looked at that as maybe targeting, but he hits him before the ball gets there. It is the most blatant, I am beaten on this play, but by golly, he's not going to score a touchdown play you could ever see, and there are no flags. Apparently there's a conversation between the back judge and the referee, but there is no flag. Sean Payton can't believe it. The raucous crowd at the Superdome can't believe it. There's no call, and the Saints have to settle for a field goal. Now, they could have just settled for a field goal. There was a minute 48 left. They could have had the Rams use all their timeouts and kick the field goal with about 15 seconds left or scored a touchdown, perhaps, on first and goal as they're set up around the 10. But they weren't given that opportunity. So you can look at it as that play cost the Saints a chance to go to Super Bowl 53. This is a very dejected Sean Payton talking to Fox afterwards.
They felt like the player arrived at the same time the ball did. And they didn't feel like it was an interference call. Look, it's a tough way to lose a game, especially when you're in a position like that to win it. And it's all the more reason why we need more replay. We lose a chance to go to the Super Bowl with a call like that. It's just disappointing.
So we've talked about this on the show before, and you've brought it up, and I've totally agreed with you. If we're going to get replay right, the biggest penalty on the field is pass interference. If it is called, it could mean a 50-yard penalty. It could mean the difference between winning and losing a game, whether it's that or, in this case, just a 10-yard pass with under 2 minutes left in a tie game. I wonder if this play is so big and has such huge ramifications that next year we don't come back and somehow have a review situation when it comes to interference.
For 25 years of doing this show, I've been asking the question, why isn't pass interference reviewable? We had Mike Pereira on, and I asked him, and he said, I don't know, it should be. We've had other officials on. I've asked him. They said, I don't know. The only argument you hear is, well, it's a judgment call. Well, I got news for you. Everything's a judgment call. Every single call made is in the judgment of that official. A flag is thrown because they judged it to be a hold or offsides or roughing or whatever. The fact that the biggest penalty in most games, pass interference, the most game-tilting penalty is not reviewable when the entire world, including morons, can look at a replay and say, yep, that was pass interference, clearly. Or, nope, that was not pass interference. In fact, I would almost say it's the easiest thing to figure out in replay. You know, the Edelman moment where did he touch the ball, did he? That's hard to figure out in replay because you can't exactly tell. But pass interference, I think, is always really easy to tell in replay. And the fact that the league has gone this long without making it reviewable, I think, is a crime. And I don't know how they get past this, because that was so obvious. After the game, Robey-Coleman said, quote, I just know I got there before the ball got there and I whacked his ass. he was so in the postgame, he said, oh, yeah, that was pass interference. I couldn't believe they didn't call it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, I'm trying to go back and understand why the ref didn't throw the flag. And you know what? Most of the time, if you're in that team's stadium, you give that team the benefit of the doubt, which is even more shocking that they didn't throw the flag.
Crowd's going crazy.
Crowd's going crazy. Yeah. Usually they are influenced by the crowd and they throw the flag. And they didn't throw the flag there, and it was so obvious, and we didn't even need replay to show us that it was obvious. You know, a lot of times it's questionable, but then you see the replay and you're like, oh yeah, that was definitely... the whole world knew without even seeing the replay that it was the most blatant pass interference. It's the worst no call, I think, in the history of the NFL postseason.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse than that, especially in the era of replay, and it's a play that's not reviewable. I cannot imagine the competition committee is going to go through yet another offseason and not make pass interference reviewable.
You know, it was that Mike Renfro non-call on the Steelers in the late 70s. That was always cited in getting replay started.
Yep.
And that's when we finally got started with replay, I guess, in the 80s after a long time of discussing it. But, yeah, through the years, all this talk about why not on pass interference. And, you know, during the course of a game, like there was a non-call on a hold on the Rams earlier in the game. And I thought, yeah, that's probably a flag, but if it's close in a title game, I'm with don't throw the flag.
Mm-hmm.
But golly, this was so blatant. I just don't. And that's the thing is, I was watching it with some family members, and they say, well, just like players, officials make mistakes. Yes, that is true. And you have the human element, but now that we allow a way to fix that human element when it comes down to a judgment call, I don't know why we don't use it.
And then they had the comical makeup call in overtime when they called pass interference on Barron for, I don't know what he did to the tight end running up the middle. That was the most comical makeup call ever.
Yeah, it doesn't do Sean Payton much good now.
And I don't want, while it was obviously as big a call as we've ever seen in the postseason, I don't want it to take away from what Greg Zuerlein did on his two kicks at the end of regulation and on overtime. I think the most clutch kicking performance we've ever seen. And I don't want it to take away from what the Rams did and how they fought back and whatnot. But that is hard to overlook. That penalty kept the Saints out of the Super Bowl. It really did.
Yeah.
Anything could have happened after that. You know, they could have turned it over. Anything could happen. So it's not a guarantee that it kept them out, but it sure felt like it kept them out. And it was just, I just would love to sit down with the officials, especially the one there on the sideline, and say, why? Why didn't you throw the flag there? What were you looking at? Were you distracted by whistle guy in the crowd? Were you distracted? What was going through your mind?
And while the NFL did not put out a declarative statement about it, apparently Payton was told they blew the call.
Yes.
They told him, sorry about that. we kind of blew it. And, yeah, and I wonder if they also said when he was just lighting up the line judge about it or the head linesman, if he said, hey, sorry, coach, wasn't my call.
Mm-hmm.
I bet someone said that to him, probably made him even more upset. There is a rule, and I did not know this, and this is something else they need to look into because I don't even know what this means exactly. But Mike Florio put out that there is some crazy language in the NFL rule book that allows the commissioner to take extreme action in the face of a grossly unfair result.
Would never do it. He'll never, ever. No commissioner will ever do it.
I don't think so either. But I have to admit, I'd never heard of the rule that the commissioner has the sole authority to investigate and take appropriate disciplinary and or corrective measures.
Well, now he can do that. Like he could fire the official or whatever.
Right. But it goes on to say, if any club action, non-participant interference, or calamity occurs calamity. In an NFL game, which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics encountered in professional football, that such action has a major effect on the game result. It goes on to say the commissioner's powers under this section 2 include the reversal of a game's result or the rescheduling of a game, either from the beginning or from the point at which the extraordinary act occurred.
Never, ever, ever.
God, this would be genius.
Ever would Roger Goodell do that.
So in other words,
you would say it should have been a penalty. It's the Saints' ball, first and goal, with 140-whatever left on the clock, and it's still tied at 23.
Here's the only way that that could possibly occur. Goodell is at the game. He's on headset with the officials, and he intervenes at that moment.
At the time.
As they're about to progress and snap the ball, and he then stops play and says, hold on, I'm issuing my commissioner's privilege here, invoking my power, and we're either going to reverse that call or we're playing it over or whatever. There is no way that a day later or a week later, the Rams already making Super Bowl plans and the Saints having drowned their sorrows last night on Bourbon Street, there's no way Roger Goodell or any commissioner would ever announce today, tomorrow at 3 p.m., we are going to replay the game from this point forward because that was such a bad call.
But you could sell out the Superdome again and people would show up and make a lot of money.
You know what? I don't think the Rams would show up.
No, they would just protest and say, we won the game.
Yeah, they would. There's no way. No way the Rams would go back and replay that game.
Okay, then the Saints go to the Super Bowl.
But fine. The Rams would say fine. And then the league would have one of the most massive controversies on their hands ever.
Which would have people talking, and that's good for football.
Yeah, and that's crazy. But just your scenario, think about that. The official comes back out and says, we've replayed it, and there's no interference call. Then all of a sudden, here comes the commissioner, and he's running across the field and exercising Rule 17. I never heard of that rule, did you?
No.
That's on the books.
And the reason we've never heard of it is because it will never be used.
No.
No commissioner will ever use it. We had lots of controversy in the AFC game, too, and I thought they got the Edelman call right on the muffed punt or non-muffed punt. They on the field said, he touched it. It's Kansas City's ball. I thought replay pretty clearly as you could possibly determine from that replay, I thought it pretty clearly showed he did not touch it.
Yeah.
When you pieced all the angles together, neither thumb touched it, didn't touch his arm, didn't touch his shoulder pad. And his reaction was immediately, hey, I didn't even touch it. We got to review this because I didn't touch it. He knew. And I thought they got that one right.
They did, but boy, he was trying to touch it. Sure-handed Edelman went down with both hands and somehow did not touch it with a thumb, a pinky, or anything. And that's where replay does work. And it turned out to be right, but boy, I swore he touched that thing. And after watching it from all those different angles, no, they got that one right.
You know, there was an odd moment, too, at the end of that game on the Hogan catch. And it's inside the 2-minute warning, and New England's driving, and it's complete. And then New England takes time out. And I thought when it happened in real speed, wow, I don't think he caught that. I was surprised New England didn't just run up and call another play and run it.
Save the timeout.
They took a timeout, which allowed it to be reviewed, and the review went against them.
Right.
I didn't think they should have taken their time out there. I thought they should have just stayed in hurry-up mode, and let's try to get that 10 yards. As it turned out, it didn't hurt him. But I thought they got most, if not all, of those reviews correct in the New England game.
Yeah.
I know New England was getting most of them, except for that one on Hogan. But,
and aren't those so close, too, that it touched the ground? Does he have control before it touches the ground? I don't know. They've got a very difficult job, even when you slow that thing way, way down on some of those rulings.
Number one task for the competition committee here in this offseason is to figure out instant replay, coaches challenge, make pass interference challengeable, make anything challengeable. We can figure anything out pretty much.
Yeah.
It's almost like they've got it backwards. The ones that are easily correctable, we can't review, and that's what's maddening. Yeah. Pass interference is the most easily correctable of all these calls, and it's the biggest call, and yet we can't review it. They have got to fix that.
They need to broaden it and just make it more efficient. And if you're worried about the time of it, make all of the replays just a little bit more efficient.